Ladies and gentlemen of shape, in your name I welcome the first Supreme Allied Commander Europe, the President of the United States. General Norstad and my friends, it had not occurred to me when I had decided to make this visit to shape that so many people would be inconvenienced. The Guardmobile and the police, and to say nothing of the photographers and the reporters. Because, frankly, I came out here because of a special kind of sickness. One that afflicts the aged and the young. Homesickness. I was homesick to see this home that was built for Secker and his staff, an agency of NATO. This home was built by a great number of nations to be the headquarters of that military shield that must always belong to NATO so long as there is any menace to the freedom of the Western nations. And on that day, I recall, was the last time that in France I was ever privileged to wear my uniform. I shortly became a civilian. And even at this day, to this day, I must tell you that I have the feeling about civilians that a sergeant of George Patton's. And this sergeant one day was trying to tell something about the faults of the soldiers in one of the squads that he had. And he was telling the general that they weren't very good. And finally he said, in fact, they are no good. But he said, I will make one exception. He said, we have one corporal, if he had about 12 years service, would make a pretty good private first class. Well, the general said, I don't think they're that bad. Sergeant, he says, listen, general, the rest of these people, they ain't fitting to be civilians. Now, I must acknowledge that there is certain of that feeling in my heart today. After 40 years of wearing a uniform, it'd be strange if I felt still quite as natural with my civilian hat as I did with my military cap. But I want to indulge for just a moment this feeling of homesickness, the fun of going and seeing some of the people of shape, not because they are the same ones, because there's only a few left here, the 5 years or more so, but they are the same ones, carrying the same mission, doing the same job that all of us here started in 1951, I believe it was. So, to all of you, greetings, good wishes, good luck, and I hope that your homes are warm and nice and the kids are in good health and everything's going fine with all of you of shape, whether from whatever nation you are. Good luck to you. Goodbye.